volunteered to play special teams?
I actually did. I told him, I said, I'll run down on the kickoff team if you need me. I promise the effort will be outstanding. I just don't know about the outcome. But the effort will be unprecedented.
A wedge buster?
I offered. I did. I offered to run down and hit the wedge, and he said that he thought it'd be better for the team if I didn't. So I'll stick to throwing the ball.
Have you ever done that in your life?
My first ever, actually, middle school game, I ran down on the kickoff team, and I think I had 2 or 3 tackles. So I have done it before, and I loved it. It's honestly one of the most fun things you could do. But I think that we have some bigger guys and stronger guys that could do that.
Derek, how would you characterize the wide receiver battle since the beginning? You bring in Crabtree, Amari Cooper drafted, Kembrell Tompkins having a fantastic offseason in camp. How would you characterize that?
I would, just like you said, a battle, and that's what it's been. And these guys have been working their tails off. There's not one guy out there that we say, I don't know about that guy. They're all, whenever they get on the field, you're like, man, these guys, all of them can make plays. They all bring something different, whether it's their route running abilities, whether it's their deep ball skills, whether it's them catching it and what they do after the catch with it. They all have something different. So it's a battle, and it's going to be up to the coaches and, Mr. McKenzie to decide, who fits where and what they want.
Happy were you to get Rod Streeter back this week?
Awesome. It was so nice to see him back out there. More so just because I love the guy. I know it was hard on him not practicing and not being out here with us. So I just felt happy for him to be out there. But now me personally having him out there, I felt good.
What's Crabtree brought for you?
Man, like I said, great route running ability. He's very easy to throw to. He, not just is he a good footballer, he's a great friend. He's awesome. One of the coolest people I've ever been around. And, I think, we see the stuff he can do on the field. I think the number one thing is he makes catching look really boring and easy. It's like catching the ball is just something he has to do so he can have it, So I can't say enough good things about him.
Derek, last year you had Schaub in the quarterback room, and now Christian's in there. What's the dynamic been like between you and he? And how critical is it for a team in general to have – that really cohesiveness in the quarterback room?
Oh, man, to have the quarterback room be so tight and so close like we had last year with Schaub. I'm very close to Matt. He means a lot to me. We talked yesterday, joking around about old times and old things. Christian is the same way. Christian has been nothing but, here to help, here to compete every day. I think we've played a good 30 to 40 games of ping pong, just competing against each other, but it's good. Those are good things. It's not like, we're going to go our separate ways and not help each other. I mean, during the games, he's like there to ask questions. He's there to, if I say, hey, did you see the corner? He's like, yeah, he did this. I was like, oh, that's what I thought. It's very easy for us to have a conversation, and we get along great, and I love having him. I really do.
I know when you come off the field, your first thing is to go talk to the coordinator, the coach, or whatever, but how much do you go to the back, to the other quarterbacks, and like you say, did you see this, I mean, is that a regular part for you?
Yeah, absolutely, because sometimes they get a different view of things, because they'll know what the play is, and they'll know that I'm not even going to look to the left. They know versus certain coverage, I'm over here on the right. And just so I know on that coverage, they'll watch the left side. And so I'll say, hey, I work to the right. What'd you see back there in case we run so-and-so? And they say, oh, yeah, we saw this and this. So now I know next time when I go back there, I've already seen it, because they saw it for me.
You said that you wanted to play good, clean football.
Yeah.
Last Friday, you did that.
Yeah.
What's the next building block when you get to preseason game number 2? Like, what's the next thing you guys want
to do? Again, you want it to continue to stay clean, but you want it to be more efficient. You want to make sure, the little mental errors, we had a couple on offense. I think the percentage that we want to be at as an offense as a whole was just above our goal. So we want to get that down, And they're not – some of them aren't drastic things, but they're things that make a difference, obviously. So we want to make sure that we clean that up. And, as long as we take last week and we see growth, whatever growth looks like after we turn the film on, we just want to see growth.
We saw a couple of the rookies have, nice hit, use Mark being one of them.
Yeah.
Looking back for you to last year, what's the difference like in the perspective going into exhibition game 2 after playing that first game?
Oh, man. So I think it was – my first one was Minnesota. Was it Minnesota? Yeah, it was Minnesota. We went to Detroit. I just remember the feeling was just – you see things more clearly. You say the game slows down. you know, just a little bit because you have that familiarity of being out there. You know, so for those rookies, for those young guys, they're going to start to see, oh, I can do the same kind of things I did in college. As long as they're working hard, you know, and know what they're doing. They're going to start to see growth in themselves. They're going to see, oh, hey, I ran my route like this last time. I need to run it like this today. They'll go out there, do it, catch the ball, and say, okay, that worked. You know, so they'll start picking up on things, and you'll just see the snowball effect start going.
You're going to square off against Teddy Bridgewater. Who knows how many series, but
yeah.
You guys are going to be linked probably for your entire career.
Yeah.
Drafted within so many picks in that particular draft. What are your thoughts on Teddy and playing against him this week?
Oh, man, he's a great guy, very quiet. But he's a great guy. You know, spent time with him, you know, obviously at the combine and all those things. And, you know, it was really, you know, there was the four quarterbacks. They didn't know where they were going to fall and all that. And we happened to be the last two. And, which I'll never forget. And, you know, I just know that him as a competitor, great quarterback. I wish him the world of success, obviously, except when we play him. You know, but I definitely root for the guy because he's a good person. You know, I definitely respect that.
What's it like to have a couple Fresno State guys in the receiver?
Man, it's turning the Fresno Raiders, man. We got like a farm team down there. But, you know, it's awesome, you know, because, you know, I get fined, you know, by the quarterback room for number 13 and number 19. So I get 13-cent and 19-cent fines all day for cheering for them and all that. But, you know, it's awesome. You know, I think it's just so cool, you know, when you get teammates, because there's a lot of guys that have teammates from college on here, but when you get some of your own, it's fun, you know, because you can, you know, reminisce on old times and kind of makes camp go by a little faster.
I talked to a family who said that you basically turned their household from Broncos household to a Raiders. You met a couple guys from Sonoma last week, talked to their sons. Do you remember that?
And, yes.
They said you've changed their life, kind of. How does that make you feel? Leadership role in the quarterback, but also as a, you know, public figure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's more important to me anyway. You know, the things that I could, you know, do just from playing football. I mean, this is just a game. But to some people, they love this thing. And I love it, man. But to me, I'm more about impacting lives. And if just, you know, being myself and I happen to be a football player can impact, you know, young kids' lives, young men's lives, that fires me up. That's why I got chills thinking about it. That's the kind of stuff, that's real life. You know, that's the kind of stuff where, you know, you get kids that meet you for the first time and they're like in awe and you're just like, no, dude, just a normal person, you know? And, but you just see their face light up just for saying hi to them or just for signing a picture for them. You know, that stuff makes my day.
Couple more guys.
Derek, after the game, Jack seemed to be pretty pleased with the way the line blocked.
And oh, yeah.
There's talk nationally, at least from the left side, from Rodney over to that left side, could be the best, potentially the best left side in the league.
Yeah.
For you and your growth going from year one to year two, knowing that that backside really seems to be pretty secure, how calming, how settling is that, and how important is that for you?
You're exactly right. You know, it's so nice because, you know, you sit back there, you drop back, and you don't even think about what's going on back here. You know, talking to someone who's very close to me who used to have to think about what was going on back there, you know the struggles that could bring up. And, you know the struggles that could bring up mentally, especially when you get a deep route called and you got great pass rushers and Dwight Freeney, Robert Mathis coming off that side. So from experience of someone else, I've learned the comfort in having those guys. And as well as those two on the right, you know, you watch that game, they did a great job. You know, you saw we had some empty protections and some of those five-man protections, 5-on-5, and I had time to sit back there and go through my reads, you know. And if we can keep doing that, you know, we're going to go as they go, you know, and that's every team in the NFL. We're all going to go as our front D and O lines go. So, you know, I'm excited about them. I think they're the best. You know, hopefully everyone else does too. But you need that, especially in our division.
Derek, Ken Stabler was just named to the senior committee nominees list for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You being a lifelong Raider fan, feel like this is where you belong. Your thoughts on Ken Stabler and being part of the great quarterback legacy here?
It's kind of surreal to me, honestly. I don't know if it'll ever hit me. You know, just watching all the great Raider quarterbacks, all the great Raider greats, you know, and then I go and put the same uniform on that they put on. I'm playing same place that they play. You know, it's like, it really is surreal. And, you know, but, you know, I think the world of them. You know, I you know, like I said before, I'll say it again, you know, our hearts and our prayers were out to his family, you know, and the whole Raider Nation family, because we knew how much he meant, you know, to this great organization. you know, but it really is surreal to me sometimes. But, you know, hopefully we'll be doing this for a long time and it'll become real sometime.
Last one, guys.
Training camp is starting to wind down here. We probably won't talk to you until it's over. Can you kind of talk about do you feel like it's been productive in terms of team building with all you guys in this close proximity and in terms of what you've done on the field? Can you kind of talk about the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we always have we always have downtime. There's a ping pong table, a cornhole, there's a pool table. And I've only been here 2 years, but that thing has been used more this year than it was last year. And that's a good thing. You know, that doesn't mean we're just playing games. And that means we're having downtime after meetings or whatever. And people are hanging out together. People are doing things together. People are competing together, joking together. You know, and that's what you want to see. You know, that's, you know, from the when we were good in Fresno, that's what you saw in Fresno. You know, so you know, you see those things. You see coaches getting involved. I'm telling you, the ringer of all training camp in ping pong is Coach Del Rio. He jumped on there and grabbed the paddle, and we won. Pretty easily. So, you know, it's awesome to see that, though. You have to have people doing that kind of stuff together, going to eat together, all those kind of things to have a good football team.